Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to
on the double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause the way goes trouble down the drain.
banger.
Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, why it up when you can, when you can bat it up, bat it up, bat it up, bat it up.
Yeah, yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
For hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
West Radio, what the fuck is up, man? This is motherfucking West Coast Wednesday. Hold on, I'm behind on my gangster right now. Hold on, hold on, hold on. I don't know what the fuck is going on with this shit, man. These motherfuckers is bullshit. True West Radio, man, we in the motherfucking building. Let's see. Hold on, hold on. Trying to move this shit around, man. We got DJ L. Blood. We got 86. We got Judy. And we also got Julia. What's going on?
Hello, world.
Hello?
Well, I'm just chilling. I was trying to see. I was being nosy. I was trying to see who was puffing on something good.
Oh, that's me. You know that's me. I'm puffing on something good. You know, I be trying not to let y'all hear all that, but hell, I got it. Well, man, it happened, man.
Oh, what's going on, y'all? Tell me something good. Everybody stop by the gas station tonight. Bet
you already know what I'm doing.
I'm watching the game. I'm trying to stop all here now, I'm
right on,
right on. I was trying to do this goddamn new drop, but my goddamn vocals is fucked up right now. So I guess I'll be here for y'all on Friday.
That's what's
up. Well, 86 heard the track.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that thing ain't snapping. That thing ain't banging.
86, where you at,
boy? Man, I'm over here, man. I'm right here in Florida. Y'all hear, I don't know if y'all can hear all that gunshots in the background. It sounds like the sweet sounds of Compton, but I'm right here by this military base.
What, nigga, they shooting out there by your house?
No, it's a military base. They be practicing, but I tell them, damn, y'all ain't gonna have no bullets left when the real war happens.
There you go.
Oh, I was about to say, you know what? What's his name? Be saying the craziest people in the world is from the Bronx and all of Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
well,
somebody shot a gun
out
here last night.
I got the military base up here by me, but nigga, it be like. Nigga, that shit be scaring the fuck out of me because them motherfuckers be dropping bombs. So you hear
yeah.
boom!
Yeah, we hear that shit over the TV and everything.
And
yeah,
that shit
yeah.
fuck around. That shit make your whole chicken skin jump up.
Make your house shake.
Mm-hmm.
Make your heart beat through your head. Shit.
Man, that shit is fucked. I hate when I'm... Then, like, if I'm walking to the store or something, then I should go off, nigga. I'm sitting up here, nigga. I freeze, like, hold on.
Somebody shot one right here in the courtyard last night, just being a dumbass, because I ain't hear nobody arguing or nothing. But they just shot it, just right out here. It said, went through anybody's window, and all these people got kids and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, these stupid motherfuckers did that shit up here not too long ago, nigga. They was trying to shoot at one nigga. The bullet went through the wall. A little girl was in her bed and hit her in the leg. I'm like, dumbass, if I want to kill you, nigga, I'm getting ready to walk right up in your face.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think, you know, that me. Personally, I ain't trying to hit you from way over there and then miss you and hit
man,
somebody
like
else.
They just pissed me off because I could think of, as a child, how hard my life been in general. And to think to put some shit like that in a mix with it, that don't make no damn sense. And they wonder why people running around out here like how they are. You know, you don't know what people went through to make them turn into that type of adult, some of them.
Right, I hear you. Because like I said, if I want to get somebody, I would rather roll right up on their ass and get them versus, I ain't trying to get you from across the street. Now that's, you know, oh shit, if I was a hell of a sniper or something, you know what I mean? A sniper gun. I was like, yeah, I'm going to hit your ass from over here, nigga. I'm going to be on top of the roof of 7-Eleven, nigga.
All right.
But I ain't that good, so I just have to walk up on you and let you know I got you. Damn. Motherfuckers be just blasting random and then not even giving a fuck who. Oh, goddamn. So you might kill the motherfucker that you shooting at, but your bullets done went through the window and killed somebody that had nothing to do with y'all beat.
All right.
Man, that's just stupid.
Stupid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Julia, what it does, baby?
Oh, I ain't doing nothing, y'all. You already know I'm watching the game.
Watching what game?
The game. Dallas playing.
Dallas?
Who
oh.
Dallas. Well, here we go.
It ain't the Cowboys. I mean, that's better.
Nah, it ain't the Cowboys.
The motherfucking Mavericks, you know what I'm saying?
I assume that after what you've been through, you probably got PTSD. When you hear Dallas, you said, boo. And I understand that.
Oh, I start thinking Cowboys first. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I probably a little off. But then I was like, oh, Mavericks.
That's
I can
crazy.
Fuck with the Mavericks. I can fuck with
that's
the Mavericks.
Fucking crazy, man.
I was going to say.
Give a deal a little credit, man.
I can deal with the Mavericks. As a matter of fact, I need to turn that motherfucker on. Who they playing? Hold on.
Yeah. It seems like all the teams suck. Let's go around.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm good with everything. Everything Dallas, I'm good with. Except for the Cowboys.
I don't know if you keep hearing me because I keep on pushing mute because I'm finna fry some chicken too. So I keep pushing mute and unmute.
Oh, that's
I don't
want to
be too loud.
Oh, you all good? all good. You, I mean, you know, if you do something to get put in the corner, we're going to put your ass in the corner.
Okay. I told you, you need to make a shirt that say, make
hey,
one that say time out and make another one that say in the corner.
If you ain't homeless, you got a corner.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, go sit your ass in the corner for a minute. Hey, you know how fucked up that'll be, nigga, if you were just a really a grown motherfucker got put in the corner.
Right, did I look out the picture and be like, hey, unmute me. I got to say something.
Stop talking about nigga the corner. Nigga, I put my nephew in the corner one time. I think he was about four. I put him in the corner and I left. You know that nigga wouldn't get out the corner until I came back home and told him he could get out the corner. All right, that nigga was in the corner for like 2 hours. My wife had to come down the street and get me. So this nigga get out the corner, because that nigga would not get out that fucking corner. He got up going and said, Uncle said no.
Oh, see, that mean they be beating the hell out that baby.
Mm-mm. No. Well, I used to fuck him up when he was bad, but the whole thing about it was, sometimes scare tactics is good when you use it on kids. Hell, I never had to whoop my kids. I never whooped none of my kids. I fucking popped their hands when they were little. But I never gave my kids a whooping.
Wow.
I didn't have to because they was too goddamn scared of me. They were like, I'm not fucking with that dude. I don't know what the hell he gonna do. But my kids was terrified of me. And my mama used to always say, why your kids so scared of you? I say, because they supposed to be. Jojo Loco, what up, man?
What it do? It's crazy because I was just having a conversation about disciplining.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody didn't want to have nothing to do with me because I was too smart. Like, and one time, my grandma, this was like maybe a year or two before she died, and she had problems, like, with her wrist and her joints and stuff. And I remember my whole life, every time she whooped me, I would feel bad for real the next day because her wrist and her hands would be hurting. And I don't even think she ever put it together, so I don't know what I did. I got flowers. I did something one time. She came with me. I thought she was about to whoop me. I kept crossing her. Like, you know, I was like, stop. I was like, stop it. I was like, stop it. I was like, you're going to hurt yourself. I was like, every time you whoop me, you say your hands and stuff hurt the next day. I was like, I don't want you to hurt yourself. And this just... She just stopped and she just
busted
out laughing. Like, she just laughed.
What year did y'all go from a belt to whatever the fuck was around? Because I'm telling you, it got to the point, my mama, whatever was next to her, you was getting ready to get fucked up with.
That's how I was. Whatever next to me, I got it.
Niggas
I used to get like three switches braided. Imagine three switch braided together.
Ooh,
and then you gotta go
to
the
tub. That three switch braid is the motherfucker, boys.
Yeah.
I went from that to extension cord.
Ooh,
wee.
Broom.
Hell yeah, my mama fucked me up with a broom quick because after you start getting, when you get up at a certain age, the goddamn switches ain't shit no more. You be like, yo, they whatever. Then you get to a stitching or whatever. Okay, now she got to get something bigger, nigga.
So that's my only claim to fame is not getting my ass whooped like that. I had always had a comprehension enough, even as a kid, not to get my ass whooped. And it happened a few times, but the majority of the time, when everybody was like, I'm like, man, y'all niggas, y'all got me crushed up. And like, you can see us. You can see us outside in the yard. You can see me standing by myself. Like, I would just be standing somewhere by myself, standing under the tree. And they would be like, why you by yourself? And I just wouldn't say nothing. And they was like, why you ain't playing with everybody else? And I wouldn't say nothing. Next thing you know, everybody get their ass whooped.
Right.
Except me.
I remember my mama whooped me with the stitching cord. I was so mad at that motherfucker, man. She used to have this long ass pretty hair. Nigga, I was like, all right, motherfucker, you gonna whoop me. I went and mixed a gang of shampoos together. Cause I was hoping that her hair would fall out.
You told me.
Yeah, you remember I told you that shit?
Yep.
And then
and
I heard her talking on the phone to somebody. She was like, oh, girl, I don't know what happened to my hair. It's just growing and growing. I'm pissed the fuck off. I want all that goddamn hair to fall out.
Nope. See, my grandma would beat me. My grandma couldn't read because I used to get S's and she didn't know S's was A's. So I used to get beaten for having the S's until the teacher told her the S's was A's.
Oh, Lord.
Scratch, you need to find out what was in that shampoo, man. We could be rich.
I sure wouldn't have. I can't even remember what the shampoos. I was like, yeah, I'm going to teach you, motherfucker.
Jergens.
I got a gang of shampoos and mix them together. And her shit just got longer.
Don't let the hurt your pride, though. It don't matter how many times you got a whooping. Don't let that hurt your pride. Then, like, when motherfuckers tell you, go get a switch. And you know you going to get that switch so you can get your ass whooped.
I remember one time, I forgot what my mom told me, but I was mad as fuck. So I went around the hallway. And I turned around, I was like, fuck you. I'm thinking that shit. I just put my fingers up, and she turned the hallway as soon as I had them fingers up.
Ooh.
Oh, she gave me the business.
Crucial conflict.
I was like, nigga, I turned the hallway, I was like, man, fuck you. I'm thinking that in my head, but I got my fingers up, and she turned around like she followed right behind me. I was like, uh-oh, this ain't going to turn out good. I don't care, nigga. I'm going
to
tell
you. I used to get cursed out just for being smart.
I'm still scared of my mama. I don't give a fuck.
Y'all whoop your ass. Y'all whoop your ass anyway. That's what my grandpa used to say.
Nigga, I don't fuck with my mama at all. I don't curse around her. I don't fuck with my mama. I ain't gonna do it. You know, she got some scare tactics for your motherfucking ass. I'm a grown ass motherfucking man.
And they still fuck with you.
Yeah, I don't fuck with my mama like that. She be like, I got a couple of things for your ass. I'm like, all right, whatever. Check this out, man. We get ready to get into a couple of motherfuckers. Jam and jam. Hold on, let's see. I need to play some shit. I ain't played in a while. No, I know what I'm gonna play. Man, let me see. Nah, I ain't gonna play. No, I know what I'm gonna play. I know what I wanna play. Just on TV. Anyway, True West Radio, man. This motherfucker West Coast Wednesday. Give us a goddamn shout, man. Give us a call, 323-642-1597. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got to be scared. We ain't getting ready to bite everybody. We'll just bite some of y'all. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Give us a call. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, look. It ain't like we motherfucking vampires or something on this bitch. It's West Coast Wednesday. Give us a call. 323-642-1597. And you know what I'm saying? You might get shocked like Pikachu, though. I'm going to tell you that.
True West in this motherfucker. Are y'all mad? By the shocky like Pikachu. Nigga, I'm a fool. Yeah. I'ma shock these niggas like Pikachu. Show you what I could do lyrically, nigga. Ooh. I'm coming up and check it out, homie. You don't want no problem with the True S, really, homie. We be talking, we be sliding, we be riding. We be pulling up outside where you at. Talking on that, all that. Change your man pump before you get hit where you at. Lily said a man pump, tripping like what? Yeah. Bleeding like his bitch, cause he's a bitch. Talking all that bullshit, pull up with that fool clip. Me and the homies, yeah, we gon' hit you with that pool stick. Long range, true shit. I'm out to spit it, kill it, nigga, you don't want it with it. I be talking, I be walking, I be living with it. Shocking like Pikachu, now you gon' get it, really, you with it?
I'm shocking like this, like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do.
Turned up, Optane, nigga with no sickness. Got no brain, no screws in it, witty witty. Outside, really with it. Sliding, true wet. Truly with it, shocking it, Pikachu, getting licking to it. Hook got you going through, really through it. Now you wanna be like me, huh, really do you? I got no screws, riding, really do it. Slow down, have you leaking like fluid. Got you going through, really to it. Now you at church praying to the Lord. And you wanna say, what you say? I don't hear you cause you low down to the ground. Cause the rounds had you laid down, flat down on your face. Pikachu, shock the motherfucking place.
I'ma shock you like this, like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do.
Stop saying you a player, cause a player's what you not. Mr. Mr. Mr.
how you make me get that. But it's a cold thing when nobody wants your ass around. And that's real, I don't care how you take it. When your car pulls up, we are ready to shake it. Cause we don't wanna hear that same old shit that be speaking. I got them whack grooves, got you tweaking. Anyway, you need to find some new combo. Get drunk, shut the fuck up, but don't drink no more. Then I pass out at 10, your ass will stop coming. And we won't have to leave when we see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah man, I'm mad.
Hit this nigga come again, pulling up in my driveway with his music turned up to 10. Sometimes I'm home but won't answer the door. Keeping out the blinds, walking soft across the floor. Dogs going off because the doorbell's ringing. I just don't wanna hear that demo song that you be singing about how much money you make. Can't wait to come over and brag every time you get paid. Not as good as the phrases you use, but you keep backsliding right up out of your shoes. Hypocrite liar, and everybody knows. Once you get started, your mouth will never close. We used to be tight, now I can't stand your ass. Me and you being homies is a thing of the past. You just like a nigga in the street bumming. I'm going the other way when I see your ass coming. You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
You talk too much and it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. You lie so much that it don't make sense. For a whole 2 hours, your mouth gon' be running. You brag so much that it don't make sense. It's got to the point where niggas hate to see you coming. Niggas hate to see you coming and it don't make sense.
Yeah, man, I'm mad.
Get on
I'ma take it to the heat there. You heard I'm quitting? Well, that makes me a liar then. Cause so far I've known to come high, to get you higher then.
No matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Side for life.
softer than your mommy's breast. Trying to rep the West, took the prison but couldn't pass the test. Mental or physical, skills unaccepted. It's a line in the sand and y'all dudes overstepped it. It's getting kinda hectic and I'm about to snap. Since 1989, I've been all across the map. Kill that crap, kill that kill that beat, kill that noise. We got toys for you and your boys. Watch where you step, cause there's shit on the ground. It's yours, I'ma kick it straight out your ass. You can never last to get your teacher. 401, it's cool, key scratch without a feature. If I throw a dub, that's true. But you might be in trouble when you see me throw a two, I thought you knew.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
West Side for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gon' be
West Coast for life.
You see, you can't change me, cause I'ma be the West for life.
West Side for life.
Can't you see, you can't change me, cause I'ma be the West for life.
West Coast for life.
Can't you see, you can't change me, cause I'ma be the West for life.
West Side for life.
Can't you see, you can't change me, cause I'ma be the West for life.
West Coast for life.
West Serve, this Ill Gates, and you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
Welcome, welcome to the true, true. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome to the true. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the true. West, nigga. It's that true West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla soldier. Oh shit, the big homie, Shotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K9. And yeah, we got the homie came fine. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, yeah. Ooh, we, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that True West.
And I'm kicking it on that true west side. Mr. Everywhere, 8 and 6, and JoJo in this bitch. We on the line with 99 and KD. What's up, confetti, sweet pea, Scotty D, Booty and Rev Ali. Boss player, MIA, but them tables still turn. Long as the team scratch it up. Hell, well, I was the number one. Hit us up Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 through 10. It's 50 times, cause that's the only way that we gon' let you in. Guess if you want to put your ass in the corner, treat you like a phone and call you up a corner. Straight headshots, fuck your body on, fuck your arm if you ain't trying to walk true west. Fuck you when you chest it, we the best, we the truth. We bulletproof, my nigga, we built for it. I wish you luck if you ever go against the grind. You bring it for the spot and make you out. A matter of fact, it's time for clean stress. I'll be on my way for today, I say what I have to say.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
Hey, him.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
This is stupid. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Y'all there? Hold on, let me see.
Yeah, I'm here.
But I can't even see my phone number. This shit is tripping like a motherfucker. Y'all hear
what
me?
What happened? Yeah, we hear
you. I don't know. My phone number ain't even up on this motherfucker. This is acting crazy, bro. My bad.
Been hacked by Russia.
Huh?
Yeah. Been hacked by Russia.
Look, I can't even see my phone number. That's why it was taking so long. I can't even see my phone number on this motherfucker. I see everybody's phone number but mine. That's what it is. Putin done got it. Hey, what up? Scotty D in the building. Hold on. Let me see if I can at least do this. Scotty!
Yeah.
What up, man?
What up? I'm on the radio. Radio.
Radio. Hey, look. I don't know what the fuck is going on with this shit, man.
You gotta pay the bill.
Nigga, the bill is paid.
We gotta do donations so we can pay the bill.
Huh?
I got five on it.
Nigga, I can't even see my phone number, my nigga.
You gotta pay the bill.
Look, nigga, I was trying to do some shit. The motherfucker started tripping like a motherfucker, and everybody was calling me acting like I wasn't here. Nigga, I was here. I don't know what the fuck.
You went to sleep. It looked like you went to sleep. We had dead air for about 10 minutes.
I couldn't see shit.
Like, damn, scratch
those. I was trying to make sure I ain't have to send a drone to Cali.
Oh, yeah, you should have, though. But, no, nigga, I couldn't see a motherfucking thing. Like, right now, I'm trying to figure out why my phone number ain't popped up. I can't even see my own phone number. Oh, these motherfuckers is tripping, bro. They gonna have to go on and, I don't know what they doing. I still don't see my fucking number. Nigga, I'm the one that's calling. Let me see if the sound effects work. If the sound effects work, I know the sound effects work, but I can't see my own goddamn phone number. What the fuck is going on? Nigga, I swear I can't even see my phone number. I can't even mute my motherfucking self.
Damn.
Anyway. Big old Jackie, my homie Scotty D, what, tell me something good, bro.
Well, I'm waiting to go get my, I was wondering why my shoulder ain't got healed yet so I can get back in them trucks and get that money. They said I got an infection in my arm. I'm like, man, go on and shoot it with some antibiotics, man, so I can keep it moving. No, you're going to have to go back in and clean it out. I said, well, let me call my workman's comp people to make sure y'all are all right with that because I don't see why I even had an infection. Then y'all told me last week at another doctor's appointment I had vertigo. I'm like, so this infection probably made me get vertigo and pass out and all that. So I got a good lawsuit. I got a good lawyer, too. Thank you, Lord. I can pay for the rest of the film and the book.
That was, how did they, misdiagnose you some kind of way or something?
Well, I've been hurt. My shoulder been hurting where I had my surgery at, my rotator cuff surgery for like 4 months. It's only supposed to be like a 4-month process of therapy. And I requested the MRI. They did last week before I went to California for my birthday. And I come back and I see my doctor today. And he showed me the MRI report. And it had a bunch of infection up in there.
Wow.
What they did, the rotator cuff surgery was good. All that's good, but it's infection. I'm like, so that means somebody has some dirty fingers and dirty gloves? What? I don't know nothing. You can't tell me no because I got an infection. Where did it come from? Well, it's in my blood.
They got to go back in there and find out. You know, motherfucker.
No, you got to go back in and clean it out. They got to clean out all the infections, scrape my bone.
No.
to make sure that that's not like a bony. I don't know, man, but I seen it on the damn screen. So I'm going to call my workman's comp people. I called my lawyer today. My lawyer said, don't worry about nothing. Whatever they talk about, just shoot it to me, and we're going to go at them. I don't want them to go at them now because I'm here. Go at them later, you know, just, you know, see where they made their mistakes at. But I'm not going to never be healed.
Have you ever seen, I've seen this one motherfucker had a surgery, right? I think it was like his stomach or his chest or something like that. And the motherfucker fucked around and they left a whole goddamn knife in that nigga whole stomach type of shit.
And they left some sponge up on them all. They leaving sponges in there, left a sponge in my daughter. I'm like, woo, she got a little nice little piece of chain. They left a whole sponge in her.
How the fuck you a surgeon and you leave a piece of equipment up inside a motherfucker? And then someone back up, though. You know what I'm saying? How the fuck you going to have... Oh, my God, bro. I'm just saying. Boy. If that ain't the craziest shit, like motherfucker, this motherfucker, they fucked around and left a whole scalpel in this nigga's stomach, bro.
Well, what they really say is you're supposed to know just as much law as your lawyer know, and just as much medical as your doctor know. Can't trust nobody anymore.
I'm just trying to figure out how the fuck you gonna sew a nigga up. You gonna open a nigga up, leave a scalpel in his body, and then sew his ass back up.
Because y'all was over there talking about going to the Caribbean and all that, you wasn't focused on your job, and you had just hit some of that good push.
I know you want some good push. Nah, man. That shit was crazy as fuck, bro. And, you know, that's why a gang of people don't be, like, trusting the doctors and all that shit like that. Oh, yeah, that shit is wild. I can't see how
they
motherfuckers
don't care
do that.
About people.
Nah. You know, I don't know. I mean, what do you think, Mr. Edwell? Mr. Airwell.
I know Mr. Airwell know about that vertigo. Vertigo ain't no joke, man. That'll take you down.
Yeah,
when
really.
You vertigo walk, you have dizzy spells and all that stuff, man. It's like your equilibrium be off.
Yeah, yeah, I heard about it. I know about it, but it's like, fuck.
Well, my last nurse, when I went to emergency, I thought I was going to wreck my car because I couldn't see it. I just blanked out. I pulled over on the freeway, got together, went to the emergency. They diagnosed me with vertigo, but I had been telling my primary, like, look, I've been having headaches for 30 years, and I don't like this stuff. Something's wrong. It might be because of my surgery. It could be anything, but I've been having often headaches. So she going to say, you got cluster headaches. I said, what is that? I know what a cluster crab leg is. That's a big crab. So, I mean, I got two headaches. I said, what do you mean? I got cluster. I got big headaches. She said, yes. I said, well, give me some drugs or something. Dude. Calm them down. I can't do that because of the state of Arkansas. We, you know, you have to go to pain management. It's all right. I'm fine. That's why I go to California and get my own personal drugs.
Hey. I'm going to tell you something. I hope my wife ain't listening, but they keep on, my wife goes to the doctor and they always say they find traces of cancer. So now I got to book around for about 2 or 3 weeks to comfort her and tell her, man, you got it probably ain't. You know what I'm saying? It probably ain't. And then it's always not cancer. But he's fucking around, sitting around this motherfucker worried like a motherfucker.
I mean, that was stressing you out.
It's stressing me the fuck out.
It's gonna stress you out even more when you go get your physical scratch. They gonna tell you it's a can of, it's like a can in here. It's like it's a can in here. A can of beer. Oh shit.
You
let's see what we do with this can of beer up inside your body.
So that's it, nigga. Hell yeah, nigga. Swallow the can, nigga. Fuck it. You know. But I'm just saying, that shit stresses me the fuck out, too.
Well, there's nothing you can really do for diagnosis, man. It's like, until they do something about it, that's when you can get your ass. But just making misdiagnosis, when they misdiagnose you, that's something different.
Yeah, that's what they did. Like with my mom, they said she had lupus. So my mom is tripping. Everybody else tripping. I said, you go and get another, you know, get a second opinion. Come to find out she ain't had lupus. But the
that's
whole thing about it is they keep on telling her, it might be some traces of cancer. And she's stressing. They're stressing me the fuck out because he's stressing. And then they going to call and say, no, it was a misdiagnosis. I'm like, man, I'm going to come down there and fuck y'all up, cuz. Because y'all keep on telling her that, and it's making my life miserable. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to eat me an edible. That's what I'm about to do. I'm going to take me a chunk
mm-hmm.
of all
mm-hmm.
edible.
Mm-hmm. No. Remember last time you ate them edibles, nigga, you called me and said you was at a whole different place.
I was in a whole different dimension. That's why I'm trying to go tonight, to a whole different dimension. This is not the popcorn. This is chocolate.
Hey, Scotty, if you don't mind, tell the motherfuckers what happened when you ate the edibles when you was down in Vegas.
Man, I start gangbanging on my cousin. And my cousin, she don't know nothing about gangbanging since I started gangbanging. And she, I told her, Illuminati was all the people walking by. I said, Illuminati trying to see what I'm doing up in here. They don't want me to have the film come out. Fuck Snoop. Snoop ain't my motherfucking handler. Y'all trying to kick Snoop on me to be my handler? Y'all better come on with that check. Where that motherfucking check at? I was nutting up. And my cousin recorded all that shit. That's not what I was saying. She recorded it because she didn't know what the hell to do. But she gave me a gummy, and then I had a chocolate, so I busted me both split. Okay, you take the gummy. I got the gummy, and she took a piece of my chocolate. We were sitting there, like, looking at each other, high as a mouse. I kept telling her I was high. And she kept saying, ain't nothing wrong with you. Ain't nothing wrong with you. She, 4 hours later, she was in the same position I was in, high as a mouse.
And Scott,
the edibles in Vegas are 100%. They're not 20%. They are 100%. 100. You only need like 20% to get buzzed. They be having, they just strong.
This nigga called me. He said, cuz I ate these edibles, I was so fucked up last night. I'm laughing like a motherfucker. Nigga, you might well just come and smoke a blunt with a nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not supposed to do that. Hey. Come on, you're going so far.
Nigga, the edibles
get you just as fucked up.
Oh, the edibles out. It's more weed than that. That is one blunt. That's what I'm saying. This nigga won't smoke no weed with me, but he gonna go up there with his cousin and eat these edibles and get stuck.
I got a pound of weed in my
garage. Ice cream next
time. I got a pound of weed in my garage.
Hey, when you come back out of here, nigga, we gonna smoke a blunt, nigga.
I'm good.
Get lifted. You gonna get lifted?
Mm-mm, something wrong with them blunts. That's who y'all smoking.
Hey, look.
I ain't been around the bathtub, boy. That weed too strong. Smelling it, cause you sick.
Nigga, I was with my country singer, me and my son. So he got the fucking butter, right? This nigga make a big ass piece of cookie. It looked like a pizza, but it was just cookie, right? Nigga, I'm talking about nigga was eating the motherfucker. I ate a piece of that motherfucker. And I took my studio down, I took it down to his house. And nigga, I put studio up in like 10 minutes. You know, plug all the speakers in, all that old shit, woo, woo, woo. So we can do some music. Nigga, we ate that goddamn cookie. It took me 2 hours to take the goddamn studio down. And then we on the way to the house, it seemed like all of the goddamn lights was bright as fuck. See, that's why I'm be fucking with them edibles like that, my nigga.
Hey, Scratch, they got actual CBD lean, cough syrup lean. I got that. I got the lemon, what is this? A lemon chill shot. I got all different kinds of suckers. I got about 20 different kinds of suckers. I got this other thing called a sip. A hurricane sip. Then I got a margarita sip. I'm loaded down. I got about 40, 50 different things of stuff I'm going to experiment with.
Yeah, you about to be up there getting fucked up.
No, it's going to make me get creative, so I can go ahead and call you and have that whole mix. I'm going to do the mixtape. After we finish up the feeler shop store, I'm working on the mixtape.
Now, we going to do the feeler shop in the morning. If you ain't got nowhere to go in the morning...
I'm driving to Dallas to go find my book writer, man. I ain't heard from that dude in a couple of months, and I think he
ain't
right. Why
you always going looking for him?
Because he ain't, man, you want me to look for you, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you want me to look for you? That nigga done gained 400 pounds. He done got fired from one job. He worked at the hospital. They won't give me no information over the phone, so I'm going to go down there to the hospital and talk to the director. I'm his brother. He ain't got no family. You know, have you heard from him? He's been here. That's all. So I'm going to go back by his house, look through the window, see if all his stuff's still up in there.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm going to go for
how long you going to be out there?
I'm going to turn around. I'm going to go out there. Go out there, go to the bank, go check on him. And I'm going to go by the Dak Shack. The Dak Shack, like, they got about 9 different daiquiris in a row. And they got soul food. I'm going to get a soul food plate and a gallon of mixed up daiquiri. I'm coming back to Little Rock. That's going to be a turnaround.
I'm going to Little Rock in Dallas.
About 4 hours.
Wow, I ain't going to be able to do it.
No, you can work. You can work. I can be on my phone, have my stuff on, hooked up to on my little hand, on my holder, and we can work. I can look and see.
Right. Hey, check this out. We're going to get into a couple of jams. I'm going to play one of Scotty D's of jams, man. You know what I'm saying? True West Radio. Hell, I can't even mute myself because I can't even see my motherfucking self. That's just crazy. I just put the phone down or something. But check this out. True West Radio. Give us a call. 323-642-1597. Mad West Coast Wednesday. Let's go.
When I rhyming like this, who else could it be but me? No one else can compete with the style that I bring, cause I rap and I do not sing. I am the man, I'm the myth, I'm the legend in leather, too clever, however you can stumble. A taste of the bass from a P-I-M-P, a pill with the lip and I'm H-Y-P-E. That spells hype, cause I'm the T-Y-P-E. Next on the mic is Lady S-A-E-E.
You gotta get stupid, you gotta get hype. Aladdin rock the track, so I just might grab my microphone and get hype and say something stupid. Sheila gets hyper, you're a rat, and I'm the Pied Piper. Just follow, cause I'm mellow. Loosen up and shake it like jello. Or an earthquake, a volcano. And I'll erupt to go solo. The Roger of a rap, the rubble of a cop. The twist played on me, we're back to the top. This is rap, not pop, nor rock and roll. With hip hop, don't stop, this is gold. So, so attention, it's quick, I'm on the mic. You gotta get stupid, you gotta get high.
DJ Mac, Black Clever. Now we get stupid hype tonight. We better solo with aggression to the mic stand. Hands filled with sweat cause I'm hyped like a hitman. Getting super stupid on a dope track. Battling with the Mac Jacks, known for Satan's fat.
Right.
Let's get stupid, get hype. A beat like this is the type I like. I feed for music and according to this mic. So let's get stupid, no hype, no stupid. No, let's get stupid.
Got their own sound. Call me skin, so shock, dream of patient. Whole kind of loop, dumb capitation. See my long ass curl, traffic girl.
I am prophylactically sterile.
Say me the stupid, you're the capital C. A the S and the B the E. So R is the rest cap, first who I be. And I get stupid when I'm H-Y-P-E.
From the devil to the sea throughout Southern Cal. A quake in the face and it got them riled. Bill and Dr. Thomas opened in the street. They said, look, what the rappers in the place to be. Grind saw a farmer cause they thought I wanted trouble. Then my pocket finally dug the way up out the rubble. Casper, Jazz, Red, Mo, loving me. Spade, Coolio, and my cousin Sweet C. Let new school chill while the Southland deal. Work the rappers in the back and I got the will to rhyme. From time to time, must be the whiskey, then again the wine. But when the breath starts to boom and I pop in the tic-tac. Kick back with a crack, smack a slip, flex. Do not complain about the rhymes I gave. Cause when the party's going on, toss a hand grenade. I am the type that likes to be right. I just got stupid, why don't you get high?
On the streets of LA, I'm going out, been hanging around the house all day. So I'll take me to shower just like a big daddy. Stop at the Arco, put some gas in my caddy. I'm on my wheels, shot up my Dayton. Check my 12 gauge, I see Jack is just waiting. Got in my car, rolled up the tinted glass, look for my Zap tape to pop in my dash. Can't find it, forget it, went under my seat. Found my old 5 tape, but it's on knee deep. So I popped it in, then I pumped it up. Love hearing funk because this so suck. My body got chills when the Vegas started pounding. I took off because I'm going to town. It won't be back till morning, don't have to go to school. Ready, get ready, I'm finna act a fool. But wait, hold up, hold up. What's up, man? Now I'm on the move, got a grand in my pocket. Reached for my phone, plugged it in the socket. Heard a dial tone, so I dialed up Aladdin. He answered the phone and said, what's up? I said, what's happening? I said, what's happening?
He said, where you been? I've been trying to get in touch. The party's in watch. I said, I don't give a fuck.
If you wanna roll, just wear neutral colors. If anybody asks you, just tell them you my brother. My brother at the stores to buy me a Cisco. A 40 ounce and some crackers by Nabisco. A pack of Dentine, then I pulled out a 10 and said, fuck it, Super Rocco and Jen. I'm finna act a fool.
Act a fool.
Act a fool.
Act a fool. Act a fool. Act a fool.
On my way to get Latin. Feeling like a pimp till my tape started dragging. It's an old tape anyway, it ain't no thing. Pulled it out and slapped it Dana Dane. Got
So at Johnson, I hung up my horn. He said, when we coming back? I said, 6 in the morning. Then I got in the car, looking half dead. So I gave my sister and took the 40 to the head. Now I'm feeling tipsy and I'm headed for Watts. But wait, what do I see sitting at the bus stop? Sexy Susanna had a butt that killed. Pretty long hair, but they say it's not real, a Latin yell. She threw a rock in my glass, so I got out my car and drop kicked the ass. I checked out my window, everything was cool. She was lucky I was nice and I didn't act a fool. We finally arrived at the party, drunk as a jerk. Got out my car, pressed the clips for the alarm with church. After that we made our way, I tried not to fall. Couldn't walk a straight line if they let me crawl. Got through the door and what spots my eye? My homeboy Mr. Prince and he's smoking some ties. So I fumbled his way and said, hey, Pastor J. I took a hit, then I hit on my mouth spray. This girl asked me to dance, but I told her whole note. Cause she was on my dick cause of my big gold rope. But it seems she got offended. That's printed. Before she starts something, I'll just slap her an instant. Cause I feel like a gangster and I just don't care about a girl with fake drag, fake eyes, fake hair, fake clothes, fake nails, and all that fake jewelry. All she wanna do is tell her friends that she screwed me. I get nutty, act a fool when I want to. Run up when I'm drunk and I just might punk. You take a car, your wife, keep talking your life. Keep you down like a down and have you smoking a pipe. You know why? You know why? Why?
New world on top of the pile. I'm versatile, and I got style. Mafia, a secret organization composed chiefly of lyrical terrorists, and featuring style, overall excellence, skill, or grace in performance, manner, or appearance.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
And we back with it.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio Zone.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Headblood. My girl Sweet Pink. What's up, baby?
Yeah. My nigga JoJo.
JoJo, what it do, my
nigga?
This is True West Radio. It's the hip hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that sauce.
None of that.
None of that
play though.
Play though.
Yeah. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them drugs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them drugs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangster shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
Ha, True West Radio. Motherfucking West Coast Wednesday. What the fuck is up? My goddamn phone still ain't working, but we gonna clap it up anyway. Put your hand where? Motherfucker, Scotty D, big old gigantic homie, you know what I'm saying? He had where to do. 86. We be!
What's up?
Motherfucker, DJ F. Love.
Hey, Scratch, what
we got Julius.
Who was that doing all that scratching? Was that Aladdin or was that you?
What? Oh, no, I got style?
Yeah, who was doing all that scratching?
Oh, I got style, that's me, nigga.
I just making sure.
Nigga, that's me in 99, nigga. That's what she was watching TV, nigga. That's the name I gave her, nigga. That's when we was with, that was on the All of the Same Game project.
Okay.
Nigga, that
was
I was just making sure that was you scratching.
It sounded like you could have won a couple of competitions with those scratches. Those scratches could have got you a couple of competitions. So that's why I was asking to make sure that was you.
No, nigga, it was me for sure, nigga. Nigga, that's I got style, nigga. I wrote me and 99 verse, and I did the scratching on Handmade the Beat. Oh yeah, okay. Nigga, you didn't know I'd get out like that, nigga.
I know you get out, you always bragging. People be talking about how many contests you won, but. I had to see for myself, man. I heard the scratching is dope. You are a champion. I never went against you. I just haven't heard nothing.
Hey, well, you never heard I got style before. That's on the All This Happy. It's the second from the when you go and get the All This Same Gang album. They had the All of the Same Gang, the main song, and then my song was second.
Yeah, I heard it a lot of times. I just never looked at the credits to see who was doing the scratching, and then I heard it right now. I'm like, who did them scratching?
That would be me, brother.
No. You are a champion. You was dope.
That will be me. Nigga, I'm telling you, that's a nigga. Nigga, I was fucking that shit up, bro.
Beast mode.
When I When I made that goddamn song, bro, because I had made like two songs before that, you know what I'm saying, and they didn't like it. I was like, all right, I'm going to do one more song for y'all motherfuckers. And then 99, she learned the goddamn verse on the way to the studio. I was like, I'm doing this shit one more time. I said, if y'all don't like this song, fuck y'all. And I was like, damn. I didn't know how the show was going to turn out. So, nigga, I was like, I got to turn and scratch it up like a motherfucker. Nigga, my name ain't Scratch for no reason, nigga. Do you think you my name? Nigga, I just call myself Scratch.
I've been knowing you for years, man. You've been saying that for years. And every time I run across, I'm like, oh, Scratch, dope. I mean, from the penitentiary to the street. Oh, King Scratch, man. Good.
Hey, what did Kit Kat tell you?
Kit Kat said that nigga was dope, and he beat Bobcat in the battle.
Yeah,
I was hanging
out all the time,
so if you want. Nigga, I ain't no slouch, man. You got me fucked up.
For real.
He beat some kingpins, some West Coast kingpins in DJ, and he didn't beat them, took them down. I'm like, what? And they said, yeah, he was that dope. I'm like, okay.
You want to be down with the king?
Nigga, I'm telling you, my nigga, the whole thing about it was I didn't just hang around with the goddamn... the circuit. After I whooped everybody, it wasn't no reason to hang around the motherfuckers or be around that shit no more.
Right.
You know, the only motherfuckers that me and Aladdin, we was going neck and neck. And Aladdin was a youngster. Me and Joe Cooley, that was a problem. But all the mother niggas, nigga Bobcat, Battlecat, all the motherfuckers, nigga, what's the nigga name? M-Walk, I took all them niggas out. The only problems I had was with motherfucking Aladdin and motherfucking Joe Cooley. Everybody else got took out. And I asked him because
hey,
Kit Kat is good.
Joel Howard, though. Y'all heard about
that?
People in California. What's going on with
Dwight Howard?
Dwight
Howard,
what happened? Somebody, his baby mama did something or something, and he's suing her.
Oh, I thought you said he came out the closet and told everybody he killed. I thought you said he came out the closet.
He came out the closet.
For real?
Yeah.
No, I actually comprehend this headline. It was so much going on. She's got a child neglect case against her, though.
That's not good.
If I got some voodoo put on this thing, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I thought you were gonna say he scored a point. About damn time. Y'all got LeBron finna go up to the Golden State, ain't that something?
What's the
fit in? Who told you that? Where you hear that rumor from?
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say.
That's a rumor.
Yeah, they talking about LeBron going to Golden State, man.
Nigga, LeBron ain't leaving LA, motherfuckers.
Man, LeBron said he leaving on a midnight train.
Yeah, if he going up there to Golden State, he going to play against the Warriors.
Y'all going to be Draymond Green. Y'all gonna get Draymond Green and I think like two more players for LeBron.
Oh, nigga, wow. Look, man, you on dialysis. You need to put that dope down, my nigga. The sports app said that Tom Brady was going to the
49ers. Yeah, I heard
that.
If it ain't come from Skip and Shannon, it ain't happening.
Are you fucking serious? Nigga, okay, so the Lakers really gonna give up LeBron. Are you fucking serious?
Shit, they might well trade the whole team. They ain't winning. They ain't winning with them, so what's gonna be the difference?
Man, get the fuck out of here, bro. I'm disappointed in your whole conversation right now.
I mean, what good is he to the Lakers with that big ass salary if he ain't winning? They can trade him and get some more players.
Right. Nigga, the more players don't make it gonna be a better team.
Y'all ain't gonna be no better team, hell.
Y'all got all the best money to buy, and y'all can't win with Westbrook and all them over there. Nigga, it's Westbrook, old punk ass. And AD with his motherfucker, that nigga noodle knees, that nigga always, as soon as that nigga get back, he goes the fuck off. But guess what happened? He walk around and hurt an ankle, hurt a knee.
Yeah, he fall down the stairs like Stu when the rent is due.
That nigga, motherfucker, tripped over the curb, nigga. He hurt. Oh, shit, I tripped over the curb. I'm hurt. Man, if we don't get the fuck out of here. Oh, man, I'm, Mr. Everywhere, I'm really disappointed in you right now, my nigga.
I'm just telling you the truth, man. I mean, you know truth will set you free.
Yeah, that's the same thing that happened to Dallas.
Yeah, the same thing that happened to 49ers.
Oh, nigga, we went all the way to almost to
all
the promised land.
All the way and
y'all motherfuckers, the Dallas motherfuckers, wait, the Dallas Cowboys motherfuckers had to sit there and watch us play two more games after y'all lost. So cut
then
that.
Y'all watched the Super Bowl.
Oh, it's all good, but y'all had to watch three or four more games.
But y'all had to watch the Super Bowl.
So what? Where y'all? Where was y'all at? Y'all didn't even get a chance to go to the dance, nigga, at all.
Y'all
didn't even
go to the
prom, nigga.
Y'all
didn't
make
go
it to
the
Super
prom,
Bowl.
Nigga. Y'all motherfuckers had y'all suits and y'all had y'all tuxedos and all that shit all together,
matter.
Nigga. And then had to go to put them back in the closet.
It don't matter.
And I'm
not trying to change the
subject or anything, but Scratch, what happened to that artist last week, you know, that was on the air? Have you heard anything from her?
Oh, no, that was Mr. Everywhere girl, I believe.
She headed to Miami to shoot her video. She had a show she did in Fort Worth this past weekend. Her album release party, and now she's flying to Miami to shoot her video this week. She should be gone in the morning, matter of fact.
Yeah, we was getting ready to bring her back in. Buddha Ali's on 24 TV. Let's give him up. I told her we was gonna play a couple of her songs and we was gonna get back out of her, and she just left.
Yeah, she said her phone dropped out. She texted me and said her phone dropped out. I said, we're still back online. She said she's trying to get to where she can get a good signal.
Girl, she got 15 minutes of fault left.
Mm-hmm. Buddha, what's up, man?
What's up, True West Radio? Buddha Ali, Buddha Eye Promotions. Hustle Never Sleep, Zone 24 TV. Hey, man, True West Radio. True Wednesday. I'm just listening to the show. Just tuning in. Chimed in sort of late, but everybody feeling good. Everybody sounding great, man. Just good to hear y'all chop it up.
Oh yeah, I got a new drop for y'all. I'm gonna put it on Friday. I was trying to do it today, but I couldn't get it together. But I got it rope. I got a drop. Y'all gonna love this shit. Once again, 86 the only one that heard the beat already.
Oh yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I got something real hot for y'all. Huh?
Well, I can't wait to hear.
Oh, that shit. I'm talking about this shit is clowning. This is clowning like a motherfucker.
Ooh.
Yep. So I got the I'm gonna probably drop the lyrics tonight. Just so I could go home and have my right for Friday. But y'all gonna love it. I got all y'all in there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I got everybody in there. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out. I hope I didn't leave nobody out. But everybody on the goddamn show right now, I got y'all. Yep. I got all y'all. And even I even got this motherfucker confetti. What's happening, man?
You got some Trump shit for me? For everybody on the radio show?
What you got, man?
What you said you got? Don't. Some Trump shit for everybody on the radio show?
I got a bitch. Wait a minute. Nigga, Trump shit is gone, nigga, and you keep on bringing that shit up. You the only one that got it.
Bitcoin going up.
You and Buddha the only one probably still got crumpets. I don't know what the fuck to do with them.
They say Bitcoin going up.
Nigga, fuck Bitcoin. I ain't fucking with no Bitcoin. My thing is this, nigga, give me cash money and we can do some business. Motherfucker be like, nigga, I got some goddamn
crypto
Bitcoin. Oh, hell no, nigga. Nigga have a million Bitcoin and it only equal like $200. Fuck that.
You got a million Bitcoin. You sitting on top of the world right now. Yeah, but Bitcoin is like one of the top ones. But, I mean, you get them other cryptos that's kind of, you know, cheap. Then, yeah, you got a million of them. Your ass might
nigga,
have about $200.
Nigga, all the motherfuckers, when motherfuckers say Bitcoins and Trumpkins and all that other bullshit, you know what that means? That means stop. You got stock and shit. So if the stock falls, that means your money falls. You got a million.
Right.
Nigga, fuck that.
The Bitcoin about 41,000 a coin, though, I think, right now.
Give me cash.
Give me cash. $1 dropping, though.
Nigga, if I go to the store and I pay $2 for something, nigga, it's still $2. If I go to the goddamn store and I try to get some goddamn some beer, nigga, what am I gonna do? Give them Bitcoin? How am I gonna give them the Bitcoin? They like they actually sending you no goddamn coins and you just drop them on the goddamn desk.
Yeah, man, they got them Visa cards backed by Bitcoin now.
Yeah, well, good luck.
What about the
I
NLP?
Like for you to see that happen.
What about the NFT?
Huh?
The NFT?
The NFTs, that's the same thing. That's what motherfucker, me and K-9 was talking about earlier. He was saying that Snoop, he turned in Death Row, and everybody get paid off NFTs to where he actually make all the money and nobody else do. Nigga, NFTs is still cryptocurrency.
That's a digital picture. So go take a picture of yourself and go put it up for sale, Scratch. See if we can get $1 million off.
Nigga, take a picture of you and see if you get $1 million off of that motherfucker. How about that?
Hey, I wish I could take a picture of myself and see. Hey, I'd have been on it. I can't see, goddammit. So I'm telling you to go do it. You don't want the money?
I'm just going to get your... I'm going to get...
Oh, you think every...
Oh, pictures.
You think every...
I'm going to get one of your pictures and put it up there and try to sell it.
Oh, so you think... I know what it is. You think everywhere going to bid a nickel on you.
What?
Your NFT.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you what I think about cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is almost like the ruble over there in Russia. Do you know a ruble is only worth less than 0.5%?
You see the rubles,
that's
whatever.
Here's the thing.
Are you talking about that old cryptocurrency? Well, hey,
crypto,
I guarantee. If you get mad and somebody give you a Bitcoin, right, I'll give you 0.5% for that Bitcoin. You can give it to me.
I'm not giving, so I don't give a fuck. You get it yourself.
Hey, Scratch.
Uh-huh.
Y'all understand about, like, music publishing, royalties, and shit like that, right? So,
mm-hmm.
That's kind of how... the NFTs work. It's like micro ownership. It's like if a song had 1 million points divided up into micro shares, up, and every time that song create revenue, everybody that owns that, micro as it may be, over time, if it sell diamond, then shit, it's gonna add up to something. You know what I'm saying? But
so would you actually sign a record deal just off of NFT?
If I could sell, you know what I'm saying? Not gonna
if you go NFT, that means that you can't go platinum. You ain't get no platinum.
You
can't fuck around and get no. Huh?
It's open to the public. You remember when Nipsey Hussle sold his album for? He only made 100 albums and sold them for what? $1,000 a piece or some shit like that? So everybody that got a copy of that album is rare. There's only X amount of them made. So yeah. I made an investment. Now, you know,
so everybody get a part of the NFT, right?
Right. If he would have did it, that was kind of ahead of his time, but... With, like I'm saying, some NFTs is stupid to me because it's just a piece of art sitting there, but music actually generates income. You know what I'm saying?
What we were talking about earlier, me and my nigga, was motherfucking Snoop Dogg took all of the Death Row shit offline and
mm-hmm.
then put them back on an NFT.
Well,
no,
if,
really?
Just say he made it to where the public could, instead of being a fan of music, he actually gets paid. If he broke it down and say, okay, you can own a piece of his Death Row catalog, whatever, which one, he got Above the Rim soundtrack. If you can own a partial share of the Above the Rim soundtrack. Now every time his songs are streamed or downloaded or whatever, you get income too. Not just the label, not just the artist, but the public too get income. You know, there's a reason why all these, they got this bunch of big companies going around buying up everybody's songs. Millions for their whole catalog.
When I look at all of it, I ain't buying it.
How about NFTs with digital art?
That's crazy. That's like, you remember they used to sell a star? You could go buy a star and name it and put it up. I mean, they'll show you a map of where your star was at in the thing, and you give it as a gift or, you know what I'm saying? That's
just as well.
That
if you got,
yeah,
if you
never
got money, if you got money into the motherfucker, it's almost like stock.
Yeah.
You sell your stock when it's high. And then you try to get rid of it before it gets too low. I want to understand the goddamn process in this. Fuck that. Give me my goddamn money.
I know it's a royalty exchange, though. You can put your music on and sell it. I thought the NFT was more like a digital. I don't know exactly.
Nigga, that's
I
all crypto. Nigga, NFT is all crypto.
It's like a shareholder. It's like a shareholder instead of saying Snoop owns the publishing. They make it available where everybody who can buy into it will be a shareholder. Now,
yeah.
10 years from now, if that you bought into a Tupac's greatest hit, in 10 years from now, it's like, oh man, we found one in the vault, and you bought into it, and turn around, next thing you know, it's like, okay, everybody goes and buys 100 million people, and guess what? Now you done got paid off of that investment that you made with it. That's all it is.
But what's the odds that you go? What's the odds that gonna happen though?
Well, I mean, with shareholders, it's just like when you open up a company, you say, this is True West Radio. I'm taking investors on. That's to build your company. You got to get people to come in and throw money in to build a company, right? Okay, now that's called your shareholders. Them investors are going to say, I got 30% share. So
I can actually give your share to True West.
Every time you make $100, he's going to get $30.
Hey, but I thought I
understand the whole process, my nigga, but what makes you think that shit is going to work?
I mean, that's just like you waiting for 3 years for to get a $300 check off streaming royalties.
Hey, but
what if everything crashed? What if you don't make no money? You could lose money just as fast as you can make money.
But Scratch, if you go take a digital picture and make it art, everywhere can bet $3 Trumpson on it. Come on.
Confetti, get the fuck out of here with that Trump.
That's just like with anything, Scratch. You can do a whole album, and you don't know if it's going to sell. Like the Baby and NBA Youngboy, they ain't sold but 28,000 copies. Their first week sale was 28,000 copies. So you don't know if it's
going to fail or not. So if they did that shit on crypto, they still be in the same goddamn place they in now.
It's like when you go to the casino and you say, oh, man, I'm finna get on the crap table. You don't know if you're going to win or not.
I know I'm going to win when I go to the crap table. Now, that's the wrong goddamn analogy.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, everybody go in the notion of winning at the casino. The casino goes
for
the first day.
I know I shoot scrap, so go. We ain't going there.
So you had a loaded dice, Scratch?
How am I going to have loaded dice in a goddamn casino?
Well, I don't know.
You said you're
going to win.
Scratch, you live 2 hours away from Vegas. You live 2 hours away from Vegas. Why you ain't moved to Vegas then?
I'm not going to mother. Because, first of all, I'm not gambling like that. I'm gonna call Phil Al. He can tell you what we used to do, man. We used to motherfuckers. Oh well. Do it, baby, we out. We on, but we out. Oh man, well, I was sitting up behind you. Watch the time. I wanted to tell everybody bye, but we on. But look though, nigga. You just gotta know how to shoot dice, my nigga.
I mean, everybody thinks it's that easy.
Huh?
I said everybody thinks it's that easy.
You got when you on a dice table in Vegas, you got a whole lot of ways you could bet. And back in the day, nigga, they used to have 25-cent crap tables. So, nigga, you put shit all the way around. Nigga, I used to go to the crap table with $10, nigga, and come out with $300 every night. At least $300 or $400. Cause there's so many different ways you could bet on a crap table to where no matter what you win, no matter what you roll, you gonna win. I just gotta know how to do it.
Yeah.
Now go on. Y'all can look it up online now, but we didn't have online when Al taught me how to do that shit. Like you put the motherfuckers put bets all around that goddamn table, and no matter what you roll, you gonna win anyway.
Well,
you might lose,
a little,
but you gonna win just as much.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's all they do now. They're making revenue. That's like when an artist sells a publisher now. They're like, oh, what's the name? You sold his publishing for $100 million. Okay, he's cashing out with them. They're banking on, okay, we're going to sell these greatest hits of Tom Petty, greatest hits. And for the next 20 years, we'll bring them back and put them back on vinyl and put them back in Walmart and Target. And since they own the publishing of it, mechanical royalties and all that stuff, they banking on that little $100 million. They spent that. They might make $200 million or $300 million off of it. So,
yeah,
you know, that's just how the game is. You can make a lot of money when you're doing a startup company. You can make a lot of money being a startup company just with investors who invest a little amount of money. You might be like, okay, starting off, it's going to be $5 a share. And people invest in your company. Now you done raised up $30 million for True West Radio. Just how people invest in $5 a share. Now when it gets real popular and everybody starts buying into your commercial slots, and you get Johnson & Johnson and all them say, hey, we want a slot. We want a 60-second commercial slot on your station. Now they start buying into you. Now them stocks are going to go up. So now that $5 share is going to be like $15 a share. You're going to be done took a $30 million worth of $5 shares and turn it into a billion-dollar company.
But you have a buck bucket. You have all that shit. And then you still can't grab the money.
Who can't grab the money? You can't grab the money.
I'm about to say why you can't.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. Fuck that crypto shit. Give me, if nigga want to buy some shares and I can go right to the motherfucking bank.
Yeah, he
come on,
talking about incorporating your company. That's all he was saying. Sitting there, we get stock shareholders.
Crypto can tank out overnight. Crypto can wake up. You can wake up and tank out overnight. And you be like, well, shit, man, I just put $30,000 off in here and wake up. It ain't worth 30 cents. It'll tank out. And a lot of the crypto has been tanked.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You got $30,000 worth of that shit and fuck around and wake up in the morning and your shit is worth 30 cents.
What about if you wake up and it's $1 billion, though?
So if it was a fifth, my nigga.
Well, they got something. What do you do, drop? Like,
I'm not getting ready. I'm not getting ready. I'm not doing that. Hey, Wubby. I'm not doing that. I wouldn't do that shit. All that shit is like stock market shit. I'm not doing that. Nigga, give me cheese, give me money, or I ain't fucking with you. That's all it is.
Hey, Julius might want you to get some Trumps. You gonna do it?
Don't worry about Julia.
God, there she goes. She old quiet. Look at her.
Yeah, because she's still
high note to Israel.
She's still throwing your dumb ass saying some dumb shit.
They got bamboozled with it. They ain't recovered. They scratched. He ain't recovered from his traptions yet.
Yeah, that's the reason why he keep breaking it up.
Yeah,
you
man,
see,
you know,
ain't saying nothing.
Hey, for real, I'm trying to get that Trumpson he gave to Scratch and get Scratch to take an LT so I can buy it from him with
When that nigga, Mr. Edward told that nigga, I'm going to come down there. I want to come down there and sit down on the couch with your family. And we can talk about it. That nigga like, don't come to my house.
Hey, man, if they can pull Trumpson together, it'd be cool. But, I can go put mine
now,
on the stock market.
Hold on, cuz. You sitting on all that shit and don't know what to do with it. Can't do nothing with it.
I ain't got no Trumpson, dog. You the one. Ernest gave you $500 with a Trumpson. I'm going to buy you and Julie's NFT with your Trumpson. Don't give me
how many choppers you got? How many choppers you got on confetti on the serious note?
I ain't got none. Dude, I can't see
none?
To do a wallet.
You and Confetti was a, I mean, you and Boo Ali had them motherfuckers.
Confetti can't see to do a wireless. So, hey, I'm out the game. You got some though. I heard you got yours ducked off just in case it blow.
Then you got me fucked up 3 or 4 times, my nigga.
There ain't nothing gonna blow. He told me, he said, you ain't getting no green money back. He said, that ain't this. This ain't that.
Hey, what happened to the late great dude who told you you gonna take these trumps and we gonna have a problem?
You ain't no green coming from the Trumps. And that's why I didn't mess with you, man. I know it's a pyramid scheme to me. I can't do it.
Yeah,
man,
that nigga, because Isaac used to come on the radio show. Well, this is what it is. That nigga Isaac was trying his best to get us to get that motherfucker. And then when Mr. Everywhere fucked around and pulled the card of the main man, he didn't want nothing to do with shit. He was like, I tell that motherfucker to do that shit.
He said, I told Isaac and I told Ernest, this ain't what it is. You don't get no what you call it. Isaac trying to borrow $400 from me every week. I told him, no, I don't do that. I don't give out money. This ain't money. It's an acquisition. You buy these tractions, I turn around, and you got to sell your tractions for a lawnmower or a boat or a goat and try to sell that for green money, but you're not going to get
right.
What you put in. So if you buy
right.
And say, if you spend $5,000 with me, you're going to have to keep on trading until you can make whatever you can trade.
Yeah,
because,
I mean, but it's like anonymous currency. It ain't I mean, if you go to what's them little stores and they had them coupons, put your money in.
You know what it is. You know what it is.
I mean, yo, let me tell you something. I listen to it, what it is. I feel like if they could pull it off, then it would work. But if you can't pull it off, you got a large majority of people. What's the difference?
You know what I told them motherfuckers? I said, okay.
I mean, but I can't see to get none. I ain't got none.
I
can't
see
to
do it. I say. If I can't go to the store and buy some shit with what you trying to give me, it just makes no sense.
It's an underground world though. It ain't for
okay.
Like it's like crypto world.
Hey, I don't give a fuck about crypto world,
my
nigga. That's the whole thing
y'all.
That I'm trying to get. That's the whole thing I'm trying to get forward to you.
I think you got rid of your Trumps at the New Year because you got tired of trying to. You try to spin your Trumps in that trigger hut. You got mad because they wouldn't take it.
Shut the fuck up, Confetti, before I put you in timeout. What you saying, Mr. Everywhere?
Let's make a deal. They say if you got a pack of gum in your purse, we gonna give you $500. And then you pull that gum out your purse, and then they say, okay, you got that $500. They say you can keep that $500, or you can have behind curtain number one. And you turn around, you like, okay. And you look behind curtain number one is a 12 pack of Pepsi. You done gave them the $500 back for the 12 pack of Pepsi.
Right. See, Confetti got that shit, and then Buddha Ali ain't saying the motherfucking thing because both of them motherfuckers own that shit. And
that's
can't
why,
do a goddamn thing with it.
That's why I'm buying. Hey, with your Trump shit, I'm going to buy you in everywhere NFT.
No. Zero.
I ain't got
everywhere
nothing
sell
to do with
his NFT for buy
it.
Two Trumps.
I
everybody
going to
sell his NFT
for
Trump. two Trumps.
That man, as soon as that man got on his heels, they got on that man's heel, he moved from L.A. to Georgia to Florida, and then turned around and coached over Bill and turned it over to his right-hand man. And right-hand man recruited Isaac Jagger to be the spokesman of him and
Ernie.
And when that motherfucker everywhere said, well, we're going to come down there so I can sit down with your family, that nigga was like, No.
He spoke the whole game to me then. He told me exactly how it go. He cussed Ernest out. Ernest, quit lying to these folks. They ain't going to make no money. You ain't going to make no money off of this.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, Ernest said he's going to buy a house.
Wait a minute. Yeah, then no. I remember Isaac told me.
We're going to have to call Ernie to put him on a radio show Friday.
Wait. This nigga Isaac going to tell me, well, yeah, you got an LLC? I said, yeah. He said, well, you got to put our name on your LLC. I was like, nigga, are you out your fucking mind, cuz? It's like,
yeah,
I'm like, nigga, so that means you going to own half of my company? Even if I'm not fucking with you, get the fuck out of here.
That's what they do. They sell you tractions for a percentage of your company. They'll say, I'm going to give you 500,000 tractions for 30% of your company. And once you sign the contract, you can't sell your company or sell your, like they did up there in Missouri, they couldn't sell their hotel because his name was on the original man's name was on the deed. So when they were trying to sell it, they couldn't sell it. And the guy who died, he was dead, so they couldn't even sell it because his name was on the deed. So they would have to go through his family and have them sell out their share, or you can't sell out your share. So
I'm like, man, y'all crazy as fuck, bro.
Hey, Isaac was a smooth cat. I should have got to the Trumps in the car.
Let me get the recorder. Look, Isaac was smart to you because that nigga fuck around and sold you some of them motherfuckers. That's
hey,
why
I
he was smart.
Hey, check it out. I can't see to get no Trumps in.
When them motherfuckers came out, nigga, you could see then, nigga.
He was kicking them off in the strip club. I was blind when I found out about Trumps. Okay, yeah, you was blind.
So that's
how many commercials you ran?
That stripper went blind when he hit her in the eye. That stripper went blind when he hit her in the eye with Trumpson.
That nigga, hey, look. That nigga Confetti could see. That nigga used to. He could see when before them goddamn motherfuckers came out, my niggas.
Yeah, you wasn't blind yet, nigga.
You saw everything that went on and still got fucked.
They were crazy.
Hey,
I know Booty himself. But Booty's telling me Ernest a millionaire and Ernest living in the projects riding on the damn bicycle with no air.
Come on, man. Hey.
Everywhere was chauffeuring Ernest around that brand new expedition. You wasn't blind, nigga.
Hope he can get a bag of that Trumpson.
Look, bro. I'm gonna tell you one more again. Stop hitting that sherm, my nigga.
Look, I'm gonna give you one
piece of advice. A blind man should not hit sherm.
God damn.
That's all I gotta say.
Eddie's the only one got food. Only one got food. Ernest running around told the whole town he a millionaire, and I got everybody, yeah, Ernest a millionaire. I said, how he a millionaire? He living in the project. He living in the project.
Yeah, he's
taking
his money.
He ain't got 75 cents to put air in his tires. His tires are riding
on. Ernest said he got a pit bull and a chopper. He stay in the hood till he get about 10 million.
Red made it in. I didn't even see him. He didn't have no new buys. Red made it in, so now it's two Sherm heads in this motherfucker. It's one blind nigga
that can't see me after that I pushed the one long time ago.
God damn, that's beautiful. You see what I'm saying?
You the only one on the board, Scratch, so you can't blame nobody else's blindness but your own. Get him, Reverend Ali.
Get him, Reverend Ali. He came in swinging, too. He jumped off the rope. He jumped off the rope, the top rope hit him. Like he was a blind ass brother.
See, that's what happens, see. When you got two niggas on charm, nigga, that shit's all bad, man.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah. Ain't nobody on Sherm, but shit, you sound like you on Sherm because you don't want to make $5,000 off of $10 no more.
It don't cost that much to have nothing in the stock market, man. Shit, all you got to do, you can start with $50 and get $5,000 if you know what you're doing.
Hey, Scratch waited to put you on. You know, I think he was playing. He knew you was right there. He just didn't want to let you.
I know. Yeah, he didn't want me on there because it's a cowboy. It's a cowboy thing.
Yeah, that pressure was on him. He was thinking about he's trying to get out that Trumpton noose. He's trying to figure his way out that Trumpton. Everyone had to save him.
Yeah, I see how he did. No, he all right, though. She called in at 7:59, so he all good.
Oh, my God.
Game, oh, my God. You got sober now, huh? I'm glad you got the other third cowboy in here.
Oh, my God. It gotta be some kind of. Wait a minute. You got one motherfucker who don't eat meat. One nigga can't see. I'm trying to figure out what y'all got in common.
Got you in common, Scratch. You is what we got in common.
I think he don't eat meat. And then Confetti can't cook no meat. I think that's probably what they got in common.
No, see, we both know you, Scratch.
Y'all both smoke Sherm. That's what it is. Y'all on that Sherm, or
they don't even got Sherm out here
Hold on. Let me see. That nigga Ray Charles, he used to do the goddamn heroin. So y'all probably do heroin together. That's what it is. I know one thing. I tell it if I was forced to do anything, I would tell it before I smoke it. Maybe y'all smoke some shit together.
I believe it remain the hustler, baby. Or I sell it out.
Y'all crackheads.
Hey, that's your motto. You know, y'all from that old school way.
Y'all crackheads.
That's that old school motto. You can't sell it, smoke it.
Y'all crackheads.
That was your motto. That was y'all motto.
Look,
you can't sell it, smoke it.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell both of y'all, nigga, we can get help for y'all, my nigga. We can get help for y'all, man. Y'all ain't gotta go through this alone, man. Yeah, we can get help
for
y'all.
That's what I was thinking about when you had that Trumpson. We could have got help for you. Because you were delusional thinking you were going, how many trucks you gave away for it and how much the company? 30% of the country?
We say he gave away 100% of the company.
Tomorrow, I'm gonna have a motherfucking out so y'all can get y'all diagnosis, man. Y'all motherfuckers on that shit, my nigga.
After he gets
30%. On the radio station, he's straight, but it's y'all two that need the goddamn crack help, bro.
Hey, check it out. Hey, you know, like, hey, Devro, nobody could drop until Snoop got it. So since you sold 30% of the company for Trump, so Julius got to go with the company.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm about to hang up on y'all niggas. I gotta go get something to eat around this motherfucker. Y'all niggas. Better get up here and be listening to y'all whack ass goddamn theory. It's time to go eat.
Oh, man. Come on now. Why you always leaving, man?
Good. I mean, first of all, I'm hungry as a motherfucker. That's why I'm here.
Get him. What are you going to drink with his food?
Storm. Leo sit up here and starve, nigga, talking to y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah,
Leo, give
me money. Go get food, Rabbi. Leo, get it.
Y'all don't eat.
What you gonna go
y'all don't
eat,
so that means the motherfucker got to sit up here and just be, I'm just gonna talk
to
y'all motherfuckers being hungry.
Hey, what you gonna drink with your dinner, Scratch?
Nigga, it's a red wine.
Scratch, what you gonna eat, some chicken?
No, nigga, I'm eating lasagna, nigga.
Lasagna?
What
you got?
What you wash it down with?
Ground beef?
Red wine.
Riley, give him an idea what he need to drink.
Man, he need to go and drink that pee with that.
Oh, y'all done fucked up now. Goodbye.